Jacqueline, who's been holding on, you're someplace in Utah, ma'am. Is that right?
Yes, and we finally have sunshine. It's pretty glorious.
Oh, you're so fortunate. We're still doing the cloudy skies here in Seattle.
Oh, come on over.
Okay.
Okay. You know, my daughter and I love your flu balm, the A&D flu balm, and we both noticed that we feel significantly better for a few days after, and then we begin to decline. And I wondered, I'm 55, she's 32, and she would like to begin a family. So you can imagine, I'm wondering how much vitamin A and D we can take on a regular basis, both of us, for our individual needs, our immune
Okay.
support.
Well, we'll do safety first here. And for someone
Okay.
who's thinking she might start a family, she's got to keep her vitamin A at 10,000 IU a day or less, but 10,000 is okay, in order to just be as safe as possible about anything bothering the fetus. Now, on the other side of things, though, the vitamin D can still be used at an adult level because if we use the amount that it helps us to achieve what's called the tropical optimal, which is between 60 and 100 nanograms per milliliter, remember that ladies in the tropics get pregnant with that in their bloodstream and it does not hurt the baby any. So the vitamin D we can be a little more loose with and stay near the daily amount that it usually takes to get the tropical optimal, which is usually between 5 and 6,000 IU. And it's always a good idea to confirm that, by the way, by taking the 5,000 IU, let's say, every day. And then in 60 to 90 days after starting that, getting the vitamin D blood test and not believing what it says on the form where they tell you 30 to 100 is normal. Uh-uh. We're shooting for optimal, not normal. It's also normal to be dead, of course. But to be a little less silly, it's normal to have a very low vitamin D level if you're an Eskimo, but that doesn't mean it's healthy. So anyway, between 60 and 100, and if you maintain there, you're okay with a child. Now, getting around to you, ma'am, same deal on the vitamin D, between 60 and 100 nanograms on your test. Some people take more than 5 to 6,000 units to get there. We're all different, but I wouldn't use more than 5, 6,000 units for adult without testing to make sure we need more or if we don't. Now, you have a much more loose range with your vitamin A. You can stay at 50,000 units a day every day unless you're planning to, at age 53, set some kind of a record and get pregnant.
Oh, no thanks. That I'm not
Okay.
trying that.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So, what I do notice is when I don't do the flu bomb, or really high doses, I'm talking 30,000 of D and 50,000 of A or 30,000 of A daily, along with E and K, my wounds don't heal well. And my
Okay.
immune system is a little challenged. Can you put those pieces together for me?
Well, there's a piece missing, and that is something that we don't have into the flu bomb, which came out in the New York State Journal of Medicine, actually. It's not mine. I'm just copying it from those guys. Anyway, what the piece is missing is zinc. Zinc, you probably heard me carry on a little while ago, is the major important mineral for the whole function of the whole blinking immune system because without zinc, our thymus glands just deteriorate. No kidding. And let's see, the food that's highest in zinc is oysters, and then there's quite a bit in sesame seeds. And what are those other seeds? They break open sunflower seeds and spread all over the ballpark. And yes, there's some zinc in protein foods, but most of us don't know that in the late 1960s, I'm not kidding about this, the U.S. Department of Agriculture put out a report that said that west of the Mississippi, the only state that didn't have zinc-depleted soil due to, I'm sorry, but chemical farming, happened to be Nevada. And how many farms are there in Nevada anyway? So no wonder there's so many people lower on zinc than they should be, and we can't believe those normal levels either because even the USDA said that we were zinc depleted. It is very safe for nearly any adult to take zinc. It usually comes in a 30 milligram, and I have to keep mentioning to folks that unless they absolutely know that their copper levels are high, They should get the zinc along with copper, because if we take zinc for a couple, 3 years, and I'm sure that you're planning to boost your immune system for the next couple, 3 years, or if not longer, it can push too much copper out of the body. So there's a company out there that has zinc 30 milligrams and copper 2 milligrams in a single capsule. Yeah, the most absorbable form of zinc is in there. It's called zinc picolinate. And that, it takes a couple, 3 weeks to get going, but it really does help the immune system, helps the thymus not to deteriorate as rapidly. Anybody who does autopsies will tell you that the very large majority of adults over 80, they can't even find the thymus gland. It's just stringy threads of fiber.
Oh, dear. Okay. All right. Good. So the highest doses of A and D I could be safe with were, again...
Ma'am, you could go to 50,000, but you can go more. Now, here's why. Dr. Gaby and I give a seminar on all of this, and one of the things we point to for vitamin A safety is research done with people who got acne. Now, these are all young adults, so maybe we should tone it down a little bit from there, because neither one of us is young adults anymore. But all the young women were asked to take, hold on to your chair, 400,000 units of vitamin A a day for 6 months. And all the young men were asked to take 500,000 units of vitamin A a day for 6 months. And guess what? Everybody's acne got considerably better, even if it wasn't totally disappeared, but it got considerably better, and nobody had any bad side effects.
Wow.
So I do not recommend going there. Having said that, that's a lot of vitamin A. And there's some of us who are especially sensitive to vitamin A, and it gives us a headache if we take too much, but most of us it doesn't. But you could easily stay at 100,000 units for the next 40, 50 years, ma'am, and not hurt yourself. But remember, you're doing the right thing. You've got to balance your vitamin A and your vitamin D and your vitamin K and so forth.
Right, right. Okay. And then vitamin D, how much is my max that I'm safe with?
Your max is what your blood test tells you is safe. I insist on that.
Right, right. Perfect. Okay, that's great. Anything else you can think of that I might need to know for immune system and wound healing?
Oh, the zinc is also the number one wound healer out there, ma'am.
Yeah.
People don't heal from wounds. I have them take extra zinc, and they usually will just heal.
Wonderful. I do use the zinc lozenges, the zinc acetate lozenges. Will that get the job done?
They're usually low dose. The acetate form is very, very good if you're trying to kill germs with it right now. But if you're trying to get zinc into the body, the zinc picolinate is the most absorbable. In fact, that's the way nature absorbs zinc, is by making little picolinic acid molecules in the pancreas, and then they glom onto the zinc when it gets out of the intestine. So I wouldn't switch necessarily. I'd save the zinc acetate up on the shelf for if you do catch something, and get yourself some zinc picolinate for regular use.
Got it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling.